Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Lauri Markkanen, and it's time for a Jazz Game Rewind.
The Jazz came into the night trending in the wrong direction. With just eight games to go, Utah was looking to snap a three-game skid with the Phoenix Suns in town. The Jazz got the return of Lauri Markkanen after missing the previous two games, but it wasn't enough, as Devin Booker and the Suns prevailed 117-103. This is Tyler Gibb. Welcome to Jazz Game Rewind.
Jazz have a 5-on-3. Dunn rotates. Agbaji for the lead. Pow!
In Markkanen's return, he finished with a game-high 25 points, but did so on just 6 of 22 shooting. Markkanen was efficient from the free throw line, where he went 11 of 12, also grabbing 9 boards.
Horton Tucker swings the top to Markkanen. Over Booker for 3. It's good. Markkanen comes on a curl, catches in the lane, hangs, pushes it up and scores it. Picked up by Markkanen. Mother, may I step to the rack? May I slam this home with two hands?
With Kevin Durant still out, Devin Booker proved why he's an all-star on his own. He came out scorching in the first quarter with 18 points to build an 11-point lead for the Suns. He finished the night with 24.
Devin Booker gets a Linux switched on him, drives the baseline to the rack and dunks. Booker pulls for 3 and hits. 2-for-1 opportunity for Booker. He'll rise and fire for 3, hit it. Man.
In the second quarter, Utah found themselves in a 48-39 hole, but Walker Kessler used his defense to spark an 11-2 run and give the Jazz the lead. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone taking you on that Utah run.
Here come the Jazz. Horton Tucker on the attack, to the rack, lays it up and in. 6-point game. Phoenix is 4 of 20 shooting in the second quarter, 2 of 12 from 3.
It'll be interesting to see what they end up from that corner 3.
Ayton in the lane, sees Kessler, gives it out to the corner. Driving is Craig, eradicating the move. Shot is Kessler. Here comes the run. Horton Tucker to the rack, pinned. Kessler's there. He picks up the block shot and dunks. Timeout, Monty Williams. There's a sheriff in town. And his name's Walker Ross Kessler. Chris Paul, high angle right. Jazz still in the zone. Torrey Craig, left side 3, no good. Kessler rebound. Jazz deny the rim, allow the 3. Here's Markkanen, hard drive into contact. Draws the foul, get free throws.
And the Jazz stayed in the zone.
Booker penetrates the baseline, flares back out. Chris Paul has it. We'll do algebra next game. Right corner 3 for Josh Okogie. He misses. Rebound comes down to Talen Horton Tucker. Alley-oop. Walker Kessler catches it underneath. Comes back to reverse side. Misses the layup. Boy, the Jazz guards have really gotten to understand that Walker's going to run. Booker penetrates. Chris Paul high angle left. Weaves in the lane. Going to his right like he prefers. Fades back and misses. Rebound Horton Tucker. Jazz have a chance to tie. Toscano Anderson alley-oop slam dunk. Talen Horton Tucker from midcourt left to Toscano Anderson on the right side and a hyphen alley-oop for 2.
You saw that coming, didn't you?
Well, Toscano Anderson pointed. Okogie driving, fouled by Toscano Anderson. 49-48. Jazz down by 1. Horton Tucker gives to Kessler, comes off the pick, left hand dribble drive, hangs in the air, corkscrews it up, twists and gets the right hander in. Talen Horton Tucker gives the Jazz the lead.
Kessler followed up his first career 30-point game with another impressive outing, this time shining once again on the defensive end. Kessler finished with 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 blocks.
Booker drives to the rack, gets to the cup, blocked by Kessler. Walker. TJ Warren puts it up. Kessler blocks it. Inside 8. Kessler there to defend. Kessler blocks again. Rebound Wainwright blocked by Kessler. Walker is just dominant right now.
The Jazz rallied to take an 81-78 lead late in the third quarter, but the Suns punched right back with a 17-2 run stretching into the fourth. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone taking you on the back half of that Phoenix run to begin the fourth quarter.
Pull-up jumper for Terrence Ross is good. 86-81, Suns by five.
He said Terrence Ross took the buyout, right?
He did, from Orlando. High pick and roll, Linick leading the, lobs it, bad pass, Biombo knocks it away, turnover on the Jazz. Left corner, Wainwright for three, missed it. Long rebound, battle, Jones has it. Juzang, Horton Tucker to Scott Anderson, Jones and Linick wiggling into the lane, drawing contact, Horton Tucker will get free throws. Missed this one too.
Wow.
I'm not sure he's ever missed four free throws in a row. Jazz down five. Zone defense, as they have been much of the night. Booker's off the floor. This team really struggles when Devin Booker's off the floor. And a three by Payne, and Toscana Anderson got his hand in and fouled him. Horton Tucker bounces the top to Olynyk. Juzang comes to get it. Olynyk fakes the handoff, fires the three and misses. Terrence Ross, pull up from the mid-range, got it. Monty Williams was clearly bothered by the amount of threes they took in that second quarter, because they have really reduced it and are taking mid-range shots instead. Horton Tucker in the lane, fades back, right-hander, got it. 13 for Taylor. Jazz back with an eight. And a pass ahead to Ross, and he's standing out of bounds when he catches it. Gail Miller in her usual seats in the front row tonight. Olynyk finds Jones, hands off to Juzang. Feet set, launches the three, misses. Johnny's one for four tonight. 8-point game. Cameron Payne prances to the front court. Fends off with his right hand. Low left-hand dribble, down low to Biombo. On the smaller, Toscana Anderson. Hook shot up and in. 93-83. Jazz suddenly down 10. Suns' largest lead was 13 tonight. Toscana Anderson terminates the dribble, nowhere to go. Bounces to Jones, gets it back. Wiggles the left-hand dribble into the lane. Back out to Olynyk. Fakes the handoff, flares to Toscana Anderson. Toscana Anderson terminates with nowhere. Juzang has it, clocks at one. He takes a tough step back three, misses. Jones goes high up for the rebound, grabs it, and then it's fouled. Markkanen comes straight off the bench, fires a three and misses. He's 2 for 10 on threes. Jazz are 8 of 33, Suns are 8 of 29. Payne, pick and roll, left hand drive, scooping layup, scores it.
The Suns never looked back and finished this one 117-103, holding the Jazz to their fewest points since March 3rd in Oklahoma City. There's now just 7 games to play, and Utah finds themselves on the outside looking in for a play-in spot, now 12th in the Western Conference. Utah will venture on a 3-game road trip starting on Wednesday in San Antonio. Utah will then return for their final 3-game homestand this season. Don't miss your last opportunity to watch the Jazz at home as they try to make one last push for the playoffs. Get your tickets at utahjazz.com. Until next time, I'm Tyler Gibb. Thanks for listening to Jazz Game Rewind.